Napa. And he did mean crowd. They'd had to rent a 14-seat passenger van to fit everyone, and he was the weekend's designated driver. Oh, how times had changed. Ready? He asked. Finn nodded. Prue was bouncing up and down in her seat with excitement. Willa, her BFF, was doing the same. Keen, Willa's boyfriend, opened the door for everyone to tumble out. It was 2 weeks before Christmas, and the rolling hills of Napa Valley were lined with grapevines for as far as the eye could see. Not that they could actually see them right now. It was late, pitch dark, and rain had been pouring down steadily all day, which didn't detract from the beauty of the Victorian B&B in front of them. It did, however, detract from Sean's eagerness to go out in the rain to get to it, though. Not Prue and Willa. The two raced through the downpour, laughing and holding hands with Elle, Colby, Kylie, and Tina, the rest of Prue's posse, moving more cautiously in deference to the preservation of their heels. Sean, Finn, and Finn's posse, Archer, Keen, Spence, and Joe, followed. They all tumbled in the front door of the B&B and stopped short in awe of the place, decorated with what had to be miles of garland and lights, along with a huge Christmas tree done up in all the bells and whistles. This place could have passed for Santa's own house. Collectively, the group oohed and aahed before turning expectantly to Sean. This was because he was actually in charge of the weekend's activities that would lead up to the final countdown to the wedding happening next week at a winery about 20 minutes up the road. This was what a best man did, apparently. Take care of stuff. All the stuff. And that Finn had asked Sean to be his best man in the first place, over any of the close friends with them this weekend, had the pride overcoming his anxiety of screwing it all up. But the anxiety was making a real strong bid right at the moment. He shook off some of the raindrops and started to head over to the greeting desk, and 12 people began to follow. He stopped and was nearly plowed over by the parade. "Wait here," he instructed, pausing until his very excited group nodded in unison. Jesus. He shouldn't have poured them that champagne to pregame before they'd left O'Reilly's, the pub he and Finn owned and operated in San Francisco. And that he was the voice of reason right now was truly the irony of the century. "Stay," he said firmly, and then made his way past the towering Christmas tree lit to within an inch of its life, past the raging fire in the fireplace with candles lining the mantel, to the small, quaint check-in desk that had a plate with some amazing-looking cookies and a sign that said, "Yes, these are for you. Welcome." "Yum," Prue said, and took one for each hand. She hadn't stayed, and neither had Finn. They both flanked Sean, munching on the cookies. A woman sat at the check-in desk with a laptop, her fingers a blur, the tip of her Santa hat quivering as she typed away. She looked up and smiled as she took in the group. That is, until her gaze landed on Sean, and she froze. He'd already done the same because, holy shit. "Greetings," she said, recovering first and so quickly that no one else seemed to notice as she stood and smiled warmly at everyone but Sean. "Welcome to the Hartford B&B. My name's Charlotte Hartford, and I'm the innkeeper here. How can I help you?"
Good question.
And Sean had the answer on the tip of his tongue, which was currently stuck to the roof of his mouth, because he hadn't been prepared for this sweet and sassy redheaded blast from his past. It had been, what, nearly a decade? He didn't know exactly because his brain wasn't functioning at full capacity, much less capable of simple math at the moment. The last time he'd seen Lottie, they'd been 16-year-old kids and at a high school football game. It had been back in those dark, dark times after he and Finn had lost their parents, and Sean had been at his most wild.